Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the Nation Building Network, where it all goes down. Tonight's host is Sister Gidget. We're going to talk about the Nation Building Presents, the showdown defending Farrakhan. What's up, Sister Gidget? How you doing, lady?
I am blessed by Allah's grace and permission. And how are you, DJ Black Caesar?
I am fine, man. I went fishing today, so I had a little relaxation.
Well, praise be to Allah that you got that in, dear brother, and thank you for having my back again once again tonight. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciated that drop that you created.
It's very, very nice,
and thank you very much for that. I'm so honored, and of course, I'm tickled pink and I'm blushing, but thank you so much. And we're going to go ahead and get into the show. DJ Caesar, I'm having some problems with the chat room, so if you can access the chat room and let me know what's going on, if they have some questions in there.
Okay.
And I want to start now in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. I further bear witness that the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is our divine reminder in our midst, and I greet all of you, DJ Black Caesar, my distinguished panelists, as well as the listening audience, those who have joined us in the chat room and those who have joined us online via telephone, and our greeting words of peace, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to Nation Building Presents. Thank you. Welcome to Nation Building Presents Showdown, Defending Farrakhan. And before I allow my panelists to introduce themselves, I just want to share something with you about the purpose of the show. We who are members of the Nation of Islam, we often face those who are in opposition to the nation in general and to Minister Farrakhan in particularly. Minister Farrakhan has devoted his life to raising the mentally and spiritually dead and oppressed people in North America and all over the world. So we're going to get to the bottom of why there is so much opposition of the truth that he represents, why so many of those that he is speaking for speak out against him, why is he so misunderstood by many of his own people? And this is why the Nation of Islam and those who support him must come out and defend him. Not that he is in need of it, but to stop the intoxication of those who are seeking truth, those who are still lost, and those who desire truth but are still oppressed by the knowledge that slave masters have given them. So I want everybody to be clear about the purpose. Let me lay some ground rules down. I understand in the past and probably to go on in the future that there have debate shows, that these debate shows have gotten so vulgar and so disrespectful towards the minister and his family. I'll tell you right now, this is not the show for that. If you have a point about the teachings or the direction that the minister has taken the Nation of Islam, we welcome you to ask your question. We will definitely clarify any direction that the minister is taking. If you are calling for the purpose of insulting the minister or insulting the nation or using any vulgarity, any profanity, I'm telling you as a warning, you got the wrong show. We are not having it. So let's move on and let me introduce my distinguished panel who I'm so gracious to have with us. I want to first introduce student minister James Muhammad out of Tampa, Florida. Come down front and center, soldier, and introduce yourself.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Gidget, Brother Jamil, and Brother Maurice. I want to extend the greetings and my gratitude to all of you for allowing me to be a part of this esteemed panel. We are defenders of that one who in reality needs no defense. But as the scriptures report to us historically, that when Jesus was brought to trial, those whom he had healed, blind Bartimaeus, the woman who had an issue of blood, the man that was crippled, and others, none of whom were by Jesus' side during his trial, and none of them testified as to the great blessing of healing that that man Jesus bestowed upon them. And so, as the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, that history is best qualified to reward our research. Our research of the scriptures warns us of an expression of this kind of ingratitude. So while the minister does not necessarily need our defense, it is our obligation to defend him, for it is he who gave us sight when we were stumbling in the darkness of blindness. It is he who strengthened our limbs so that we may walk in the way of righteousness. It is he who opened our eyes when opened our ears when we heard but could not understand. It is he who gives us life, and we refer to him as our Redeemer. So we shall not, by the grace of Allah, repeat that expression of ingratitude. And so I'm very happy, joyous, to defend the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and I am sure that our panelists representing the Nation of Islam feel the same. Thank you, Sister Gidget. Thank you all, our listening and viewing audience, or rather our online audience. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you, Brother James. And, of course, it is always my honor and my privilege to introduce a man that I title my father of wisdom, my dear beloved brother, longtime soldier for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Brother Jamil Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, dear brother.
Wa alaikum salam, dear sister. It is my honor to be here. Brothers and sisters, my name is Brother Jamil Muhammad, and I'm with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Thank you for having me on the show. Introduce your next guest.
Yes, sir. And we also have with us a brother that I hate to say it, but I don't know him all too well, but I know of him well enough, our dear brother and strong defender of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Brother Maurice Muhammad. Come down front and center, soldier. Introduce yourself.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, family. It is definitely a blessing to be on this panel and on this show. Again, my name is Brother Maurice Muhammad. I'm down here in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm the leading general in the Defenders of Farrakhan group. I'm also the Southern Regional Director for Our Time Now, and to be able to just defend the greatest black man on the planet today is an honor for me, and I know it's an honor for everybody that's here to do that at this point in time, because this is definitely the time that the dragon is spewing out all the fire that it can, but we will destroy the dragon. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Maurice. And also joining us, we have two people who are joining us tonight. I was expecting Brother Tony Robinson, but we also been joined by somebody else, so we'll go ahead and introduce Brother Tony. Brother Tony has made it known that he is one who opposes, I don't know at what point or to what degree he opposes the minister, but that's his purpose for being here tonight. So, Tony, you want to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thank you for having me once again. Peace to the panel. My name is Tony Robinson L. from Culture Freedom Radio. We hosted the second debate versus the Defenders of Farrakhan versus, pardon me, Carbon Radio. And we also had the brothers last week on our show. My only point of opposition is the Scientology aspect. That's my whole thing. I appreciate you guys for having me here, and I'm just here to have some constructive talk. So let's get it on. And that's it.
Yes, sir.
Peace to the family. I'll go on. I'm just calling in. I'm calling on part from Carbon Radio family. My name's Brother Poverty. I'm against Farrakhan and his teachings. I've already had a debate with the defenders of Louis Farrakhan. Peace to the brother Maurice D. Muhammad and to the other two warriors, Daniel and Jihad Muhammad, and the last man standing, Brother Walt Muhammad, and peace to the other panel, the other people on this, the hosts of this broadcast on Nation Building, and I will give it my best go to try and show the family up here some truth on Louis Farrakhan tonight. Peace. Also, you know, just tell me when you want us to go in and if you want us to, who do you want us, to start this tonight? Do you want us to start this show? I ain't going to be disrespectful or anything in no way to Louis Farrakhan, so I'm just going to make you know that I ain't going to get like that.
Okay, yeah, because this is not a debate tonight. So we're going to do this in an orderly fashion, and everyone is going to speak, and I'm going to bring up certain topics, and you're going to tell me what your differences are, and, of course, those who are going to defend the minister are going to clarify any differences that you may have. Let me also state, I know there are questions, and you all are asking questions already, praise be to Allah, but we're going to go into the discussion aspect, and in about 15 minutes, I am going to take questions. Those of you who are in the chat room, if you have a question, please type it in. I will get to your question. Those of you who are calling by phone, please press 1 on your dial pad, and DJ Caesar will bring you in when we start taking questions. Okay, so brothers who are on the panel, and I'm going to start with, you know, just yielding and out of respect, we're going to start with our opposing side.
Okay. Do you want me to start off? You want me to say something first?
I don't want you to start. I want you to deal with this. What in particularly has the minister said, Brother Poverty, since I know you're ready to speak, what has he said that you are in such opposition of? Can you enlighten us, please?
Okay then, brother. Okay then, sister, sorry. Well, we know, and, you know, we know that the devil uses our own people against us to help creating this nigger mentality that our people have, where they go around killing each other. Our people have more hate for ourselves and people who look like us than the enemy, the devil. Now, we know also that Louis Farrakhan, he is a big supporter of politics, you know, Barack Obama, who is a, you know, we know his track record right now. I mean, I don't think he's done anything since his 5 years in term. He has done nothing but it's not worse since he's been in power in the United States. We know that he's a friend with your Reverend Wright. He even defends Creflo Dollar and the preachers. He even coddles the rappers. And these are people who are doing the most destruction to our people mentally. Louis Farrakhan has a big following all over the world, well respected. I mean, well, we wouldn't say that everyone follows him, but he has a lot of respect worldwide, and especially out here in the UK, he has a lot of respect. Maybe people don't follow him, you know, but they do have respect. I believe that if Louis Farrakhan, if he really wanted to, he could clean up some of the areas where there's a lot of criminality going on, just by his words. So, again, like I said, you know, I don't see him doing anything for the people in the United States, especially his hometown in Chicago, which seems to have got worse. And he's out there in the Caribbean having interviews and making money while the people of his hometown, the area where his mosque His temple is set up in Chicago. It's just getting worse. The area is just getting worse while he's profiting from the money and the love of the people. So, I mean, that's my problem. He reminds me of Martin Luther the King. I feel that he's working for the devil, the government, you know, and I think I definitely feel that he is part of secret societies, the Boule, to be exact.
Okay, so let us address that. Wow. Okay. Brother Jamil?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here, sister. I don't know how lengthy our discourse needs to be tonight, and I heard the words of your previous guest, and I want to, and I don't know, Brother James, if I can assume the prerogative of seniority in this matter.
By all means, brother.
I've been with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for 35 years. I've traveled with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in every part of the world that I could accompany him, and I've been doing that for that entire period of 35 years. I've served by means of qualification and introduction in the cities of New Orleans, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Atlanta, and in Chicago as the national spokesman for the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. It has been my pleasure to know.
Okay, wait a minute, Brother Jamil, just a second. I'm getting some interference. So those of you who are on the panel, Brother Poverty as well as Brother Tony, if you have your computers on or if you are speaking by speakerphone, please don't use your speakerphone and please mute your computers because we are getting feedback. So if you would, so we can hear everyone. We don't want anyone's voice to be distorted. I'm sorry, Brother Jamil. Can you proceed, please?
Okay, sister.
I don't know if it's any better now and if you can hear any better audio quality, but I want to just be very brief and serve the dignity of the position of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan with the brevity and sincerity of our defense for him. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is a worthy servant of Almighty Allah. Yet, like every other servant of Allah, he has been maligned by the niggling nabobs of negativity from within his own community. Black people who are woefully unprepared and unqualified to judge the quality and veracity of the messengers of God, apply their inferior yardsticks of pitiful measurement to the man whose work could wrap them around his pinky finger 1,000 times before he would even know that they ever existed. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's record of achievement of now, since 1955, of 58 years, of consistent service to the resurrection of our people, it's sad to hear such obviously intelligent young black men talking about the minister's life in Chicago. And I don't know how much they know about Chicago. They have not got the minister's mission. His mission is the resurrection of the dead, and that number includes Reverend Jeremiah Wright, and it includes the entertainers, and it includes the rappers. And he does not sign off on what they do, but he is missioned and given his assignment by the Savior, Master Farad Muhammad. He's given his assignment by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the eternal leader of the Nation of Islam. So I'm going to back up at this point before trying to get into a blow for blow with someone who can't blow. And I'll say this with all due respect to my dear beloved brothers. Bless your little heart. Bless your heart. When you can work with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, then you come on back and say you can agree or disagree. But in the dictionary, agreement is defined as a state of accord or a state of of consensus arrived at by equals at a table of discussion or deliberation. That's agreement. You are not in a position to agree with Minister Farrakhan. Minister Farrakhan's work of 58 years probably outdistances the number of years that you've been on the planet. It probably does that. Even the servants that you're about to hear, Brother James Muhammad, his work of over 40 years, my work of 35 years. Brothers, please, and Sister Gidget, I know you meant well, but I'll be doggone if before I sit up here and listen to people insult the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan with their questions about this, and brothers, let me say this to you. I know you might have English accents and New York accents. The man's name is Minister Louis Farrakhan. Now, you don't have to call him Farrakhan and all that. Just call him what he is, Minister Louis Farrakhan, an honorable man who's fighting to save your life even while you question him. On the question of Scientology, I'll say before I leave the issue, Minister Farrakhan has taught us as recently as this past Sunday that the Holy Quran, the Hadith, and every instance of Islamic scholarship and wisdom teaches us that all wisdom is Islam. All truth is Islam. And if we find aspects of truth in the process of Dianetics, as brought forth by L. Ron Hubbard, so what? We don't need to follow Scientology. I'm certainly a Muslim. I got a religion. It's called Islam. And my religion is sufficient for me. My religion is founded and based on the supreme wisdom, the revealed word of Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad to his messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that revealed word stands solidly on the bedrock foundation of every revealed scripture in the Bible, the New Testament and the Old, as well as the Holy Quran. So, dear beloved family, I love you all. And my young brothers, bless your little hearts. But if you come up with some work that you can do like Farrakhan, come back and get with me then. In the meantime, like we used to say, you better get down with it. That's all I'm going to say. Get down with this work. If you don't understand, obey till understanding comes along. And if you don't want to obey, get out the way. Because when the time comes to do the work and God is resurrecting his people all over the world, you all have to either decide whose side you're on. Brother James, please pardon me for being so wordy and verbose.
Oh, that's all right, dear brother.
I didn't mean to do that, Sister Gidget. I beg
that's
your
all right.
I'm asking you right now to consider the time and what must be done. And this is a function of the time. No messenger, no prophet has ever been without opposition. Some of the opposition is from the wise, satanic members of the Caucasian community. Other aspects of that opposition come from silly Negroes who have a problem with something that they have not even the breadth or depth to understand. Then you have those who call the messengers of God insane. You have those who say they forged it. And so when they say those things about Minister Farrakhan, he's in good company. Because the Holy Quran said that the opponents of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the same thing about him. He's mad. He's forged it. But I say your companion errs not,
that's
nor
right.
does he deviate. The one mighty in power has taught him. I believe that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is a blessed man. And today, if I'm raising my voice, it's not out of disrespect for any of you, but I grow weary of Negroes who the minister's saving your life, and you got the nerve to come out of your nasty mouth with something about our opposition to Minister Farrakhan. Sister Gidget, may Allah bless you. Brother James, may Allah keep
wow.
you. The rest of you, may Allah educate you. And keep you as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Jamil. Okay. I know that Brother Jamil is very passionate and he's quite upset. I guess he was not prepared, so he has left us, but we're going to carry on. And so, Brother Poverty, I want. you know, I want to give everybody else a chance to expound on your issue with Minister Farrakhan, and then, of course, we're going to hear from Brother Tony with what his issue may be. So go ahead, James, if you would, and we'll follow up with Brother Maurice, and we'll move on. Okay, so Brother James.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Always we preface our statements in and with the name of Allah and the help of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. And again, we greet everyone in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. As I listened to your position, dear brother, and also the response of Brother Jamil, the impassioned response of Brother Jamil, I cannot help but go right to the scriptures, because actually this whole drama is being lifted from the pages of scripture, especially when it talks about Jesus. You, dear brother, mentioned that the minister is working for the devil. Well, that's not a new accusation for the Jesus figure. The Sanhedrin, the Jews of old, who were frightened at the power and the presence of Jesus, they said the same thing when the people came to them and declared his wonderful, miraculous healing work. They said, yes, he does perform these miracles of healing, but he does so by the power of Satan. You know, dear brother, you also talked about Minister Farrakhan being supportive of the rappers and others whom you deem are not worthy of support. Again, this is the same complaint that they had against Jesus. They said, look at him. He sits and eats with the sinners and the publicans, the taxpayers, or rather the tax collectors. Look at him. It reminds me when they were going to stone the woman who was found guilty of adultery. Notice that there was no man on trial, but they were going to stone the woman, and Jesus said, he who is without the first sin, let him cast the first stone. And of course, there were none that could cast the stone, because as the scripture says, all of us have fallen short of the glory of God. And any righteousness that we offer to God, he said, it is as filthy rags, according to him and according to the people of the world. Certainly, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan didn't come into the world nor into this world to condemn his people, no matter what walk of life they're in. Just as Jesus did not come into the world to condemn his people, he came to save his people. And yes, he found the people in error and he found the people in sin, but he was a savior. And as a savior, he didn't turn his back on them or condemn them. He offered them a way out, even as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan offers the rappers a way out. I want you to understand, dear brother, that the rappers, while much of what they rap needs to be cleaned up, yet they are the real ministers. They are the real vessels who actually talk to the people. I don't know how many preachers you know, and I don't know how many people you personally reach, but I can guarantee you that you or any preacher that you know outside of Minister Farrakhan does not reach as many people as the rappers do. Now, if the minister took the posture of condemnation and turning his back on the rappers, then who's to say that God would not change the mind of those who have such a huge audience that they would embrace a word that would turn their message around? And then the word of truth would be given to that mass audience. He did not come into the world to judge his people. He came to save them from their sins. And who is more in need of healing than those who are actually in sin, including yourself? Who is more in need than those who, out of ignorance or out of desperation, want to change the conditions under which they live? Look at what the enemy has done. He has closed every meaningful avenue of economic expression for our youth, and then opens the door to drug trafficking, and opens the door to rap, and then dictates that if you will rap a demeaning word about your women, a demeaning word about your brother, and rap about filthy and indecent things, I'll give you a multi-million dollar contract. You must look at those who are in support and paying the rappers. If their concern was that the rappers clean their word up, certainly, then they'd give rappers a contract who rap conscious rap, but they don't do that. I think, dear brother, that you are a victim of your lack of study, and you are a victim also, as others are, of the many sound bites that the corporate-owned media allows the world to see, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Yes, he's with the sinners. Where else should he be? He's not committing sin. He is saving them from their sins. You say he supports Barack Obama. This is a clear indication, dear brother, that you are not listening to the minister. Certainly he supports black leaders. And he's very, very thankful to Barack Obama that Barack Obama has shattered the glass ceiling for young black people so that now they could see their image in the highest position in America and in the world. So they no longer have to say when they are asked, what would you like to be when you grow up? Oh, I want to be a basketball player. I want to be a rapper. I want to be a dancer. And I want to be a singer of songs. No. Since they have that example of a black man in that high position, they now can say, I want to be president. I want to run the world. And believe that they now can do it. That is a great accomplishment. But listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan where Barack Obama is concerned. If you would tune in every Saturday, NOI.org, to his weekly lectures, The Time and What Must Be Done, you will hear the minister admonishing the president, guiding the president, calling the president to account when the president is wrong or making a misstep, calling the president to account and warning him that he should not be the puppet of the neocons or the puppet of the corporate giants who manipulate the strings of most politicians. You need to listen, dear brother, but I understand. I don't look at you necessarily as the enemy. I want you to understand that. You are not the enemy as such. The real enemy hides behind you and manipulates what you say based on the information that they give to you so that it will come from a black mouth. But in actuality, it is orchestrated by a white mind. And so, dear brother, I would ask you to spend more time listening to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I would ask you to study the scriptures where they mention Jesus and compare the work of Jesus to the work of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Who is preaching to the multitudes? Who is suffering as a result of his bold and uncompromising and fearless stand on the principles of truth? Who is speaking truth to power? Huh? Greater than and more prolific than the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You won't find any in this world. And if he's working for the devil, again, I'll say it like it is said in the scripture. I mean, you just make it very easy because all we have to do is look at what Jesus said, because you're accusing Farrakhan of the same things that the enemy of Jesus accused him of when he was accused of working for the devil. Jesus said, if Satan casts out Satan, how can that be? For a house divided against itself cannot stand. So he's casting out Satan. So how can he cast out Satan in the name of Satan? And how do I know he's casting out Satan? I personally had lived a devilish life, me among millions, before hearing the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I was a victim of the enemy's world of drugs and alcohol and abuse of women and lying and stealing and cheating. And now, by the grace of Allah, through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I have been lifted to a dignified position, and I have put away those childish and devilish things. These are satanic afflictions. And if I, along with many others, tens of thousands, yea, hundreds of thousands, have done this as a result of hearing the word of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, then how can he cast this out of me and work for the man who put it in me? It's inconsistent. It does not make sense. And in terms of casting out devils, I'd like very much to talk about Dianetics, but I'm going to defer to our other brother on the panel, and I hope it comes back around to me regarding that subject matter, because I'm blessed to currently serve as the 7th Regional Dianetic Auditor Coordinator for the Nation of Islam. And I'd like very much to address your questions regarding that science and technology. But thank you, Sister Gidget, and thank you, Brother Maurice, and thank you, is it Brother Pav? I do not wish to disrespect you or mispronounce your name. How do you pronounce your name, brother?
Brother Poverty.
I thank you as well for your questions.
Peace.
Yes,
to
sir.
You. Peace to you, brother.
Thank you.
Just tell me,
okay.
Sister,
hold on. We're gonna let Brother Maurice deal with that issue with Brother Poverty had with Minister Farrakhan not doing anything for our people and how he is profiting off the people. So we're going to let Brother Maurice address that. Then we're going to go to Brother Tony, and then we'll come back to you, Brother Poverty. Okay, Brother
peace.
Maurice.
Oh,
and wait a minute, let me say this. I know emotions run high, but let's be fair with the time, and I know we get passionate, so let's be fair
yes.
with the time, because I want to try to get as much covered as possible.
I just want to say
yes,
something to the great honorable.
I apologize. Yes.
Oh, that's okay. You know, I understand that tensions get high, and you know, I don't mind. You know, I would say that me and the great honorable Maurice D. Muhammad are friends. So you know, I would say that we're friends, so he shouldn't, you know. He knows my stance on the matter. But, you know,
yeah.
We can come together.
Okay,
but go
no
on, brother.
Problem.
Let me
okay,
have it. Let
let's
have
hear
it.
From Brother Maurice, and we're going to continue on. Okay, Brother Maurice.
Thank you, Queen. To get right to the point, Minister Farrakhan, his work speaks for itself. And there's nowhere that you can find anybody that's, you know, got some proof of the Minister Farrakhan is ripping them off and taking money to do something that they ain't got no business. Bottom line, the minister is a general. He's not, you know, a private. So when he sits back and he has to strategize movements, because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that he would get us safely across the water on his shoulders. Now, for him being a general, it's strategy. He already knows that Barack Obama is not going to deliver us to the promised land. He knows that. So, but he also knows that
our people, the mass of our people, see him and get hooked up with that. So if he comes out on a bam, 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 don't vote for Barack Obama, ain't nobody, he's not going to win in that route. So he has to use mastery to go along with him. He knows that Barack Obama is not going to give you anything. But at the end of the day, he knows you're going to come back here because Islam comes when everything else fails. Barack Obama is the last hopes and dreams for the masses of black America. He knows that that is failing him. He already knew it would. That's why if you listen to the time and what must be done, he's giving it to you right there. And again, if you study Donald B. Elijah Muhammad, he said it very clearly. Islam comes after everything else has failed. This is their last hopes and dreams, and they see it going down with America. So Islam comes. Thank you.
Okay. And Brother Tony, I want to give you an opportunity to put out there an issue that you may oppose with the minister so that we can bring clarity. And let me just say this, because I see what's going on in the chat room and, you know, y'all cute and everything, but let me make it clear again, because we've had so many people join us since the beginning of the show. This is not a debate. We are not using vulgarity. We are not using profanity. We are not insulting one another. This is not what this here is about. We are bringing clarity to those things that appear to be misunderstood by our people. And the whole purpose of this is because we are trying to reach our people. That is what we as Muslims have been charged to do. So we are trying to bring clarity where there is none. We're not fighting. We're not enemies of one another, and we didn't start that way, and we're not going to end that way. So I just want to make that clear. And for all of you who have questions, it's my prayer that your questions are positive. And like I said, we're not having any vulgarity or any personal insults on anyone on the panel of the Nation of Islam or the minister. That is not going to be tolerated. So I want to give Brother Tony a chance to speak, and so we can address your issue. Brother Tony, please.
Peace, family.
Peace.
Once again, I don't have any issue with what the man has built up. When I first came here, like I said, once again, I just have a problem with the Scientology. And here's just my issue. L. Ron Hubbard was a student of Aleister Crowley. We all know what type of man Aleister Crowley was. He even himself called himself the devil. And L. Ron Hubbard is a student. I can put the link in the chat room if you want it. L. Ron Hubbard has a book called Scientology and Minorities. It's very damning, very vulgar in its speech and how he talks about African Americans, blacks. So, you know, somebody can explain, you know, why Scientology over anything else. You know, that's my issue. Thank you.
May I respond, okay. Sister Gidget?
Since you busted at the seams, yes, sir.
Well, I mean, the reason, as I said, you know, quite honestly, it's something I'm well informed of because, again,
that's why I wanted you here.
Yeah, right. First and foremost, I'd like to offer a correction in your language. It is not Scientology over everything. In fact, it is not Scientology. It is the technology of Dianetics that the minister has guided us to. Now, what is Dianetics? It's the study of the science of mental health. The study of the science of mental health. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, and we are all with him in this statement, that we're not looking for another religion. We have the best religion, which is Islam. And he points out in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, those are sayings that that have been recorded by his close companions that have survived the test of time. Prophet Muhammad said, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. He said, even if you have to go all the way to China, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. He didn't say go to China and when you learn what the Chinese have to offer in the way of knowledge, become a Chinese. No. We are seeking the knowledge of the technology of the science of mental health, which is called Dianetics. That word, Dianetics, means the mind, healing the body through the mind, Dianetics. And what it is, dear brother, is a technology that allows us through a process of listening called auditing and the understanding of how to pose skillfully posed questions that allows a person to return to areas in their past and look at what had occurred at that particular time and on that timeline and extract the negative experience from that timeline that the residual effects of is having a bad influence on in his current or her current and present actions. It is called, again, Dianetic auditing. This is a technology. Now, Jesus in the Bible cast demons out of the people. Well, how did he do it? Well, we can say that, you know, he waved his hand and by the power of God, the demons were released. But if you notice, dear brother, in the Bible, Jesus would command the demons to give him his name. Give me your name. What is your name? And one of them had responded according to the scripture, I am Legion. And whenever you view these movies about exorcism or demonic possession, you will see that the one thing that the demons do not want the priest to get is who they are. So he has to ask them several times. And once he ascertains their names, he then has the power to cast them out. Well, the demons, in the real sense, are what is called in scientific and Dianetic language, engrams. And engrams are a residual trace on the cell. They record events that happen in an individual's life. And these events leave a residual trace in our cellular makeup, in our mental makeup, that causes a person that even though they're in a time 10 or 20 years from the event, yet when certain elements of that event are encountered, then they begin to experience the pain, the discomfort of that earlier event. I'll give you an example, and I want to try to be quick, but I want to make this clear. How often have perhaps you, but I know others may have eaten something 10 or 15 years ago, like perhaps an egg that was rotten, and that caused you today not to eat an egg, even though you know it is impossible for that egg to be the same egg that made you sick 10 or 20 years ago. But why is that? It could be an egg. It could be some other form of food. But most of us have that kind of engram. Well, I don't eat that. Why? Because it made me sick. Well, when did you eat it? Well, I ate it 10 years ago. Or as a child, I suffered from food poisoning from eating that. But what happens because of the engram or residual trace of the negative event in the life of the human being, he brings that up to the current time, and then it begins to guide or misguide his current behavior. Dianetics is a technology and a process by which we can, through, again, careful and careful questioning and, moreover, listening, that we can identify these negative events and identify their current hold on the individual that causes the individual to make poor decisions or irrational decisions. And through going over that event over and over again, reducing the strength of it, reducing the influence of it until the person is free of its grip, and then they could go on, at least in that category, to making decisions that are not ill-influenced by events of the past that have no bearing or should have no bearing on his current behavior. It is a science. It is a technology. It is not Scientology that the minister is guiding us to. It is that particular technology that allows us to exorcise, if you will, these engramic demons or memories. Now, I'll close on this point. All of us who are here in America, we all suffer a group engram as a result of the transatlantic slave experience. All of us. How will we get to the root of it? What makes us hate ourselves? What makes us, when a black man or a black person opens up a business in our community, we support others? We think the white man's sugar is sweeter. We think the white man's ice is colder. How come we're running around here wearing the names of the slave master and still think we're free? We have his language. We have his name. We have his schooling. We have his education. How come when we get trillions of dollars out of the economy every year, black people, trillions of dollars, yet we can't point to a school that is ours, a manufacturing that is ours, a corporate business that is ours, a bus company, a hospital? How come we can't point to a bank that belongs to us, or farmland to feed us, or trucks rumbling down the highway bringing us our produce from our farmland, when the other people who have, or immigrant people who have come from other countries and have been here a shorter time than we have ever been, have all of these things? What is operating in the mind of the black man and woman? It is these engrams, dear brother. And we thank Allah for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and we thank God for L. Ron Hubbard. I don't know if the man is a racist, and I don't know if the man is a devil worshiper. I'm not concerned with that. Many of our people go to college and universities, and their white professors may go home and call all of their black students nigger. What difference does that make if they're teaching them medicine, if they're teaching them mathematics, if they're teaching them engineering and the sciences of life? I don't know if the man is a devil worshiper or racist or whatever those might, whatever names people may assign to him. I only know that he has a technology, has developed a technology, organized it and disseminated it, and I have used it, and it works. The rest of that is irrelevant to me. But again, dear brother, I want to make it clear. It is not Scientology. It is the technology of Dianetics, the science of mental health, the modern science of mental health. That's what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has led and is leading us to. Thank you for allowing me to make that long explanation, but I thought it was warranted. Thank you, Sister Digit. Thank you, Brother.
I'm sorry, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you now, Brother Tony.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Brother. What's your name again?
James Muhammad.
James Muhammad. Thank you. I understand the time track technique, and pardon me for saying Scientology. You're all right. I acquiesce. It is Dianetics. I just wanted to say that. I understand the magical memory time track technique that you were explaining.
Well, good. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to let Brother Maurice address that, and then, of course, all of you who have been waiting so patiently for your questions, we're going to take some questions, and then we're going to come back with some of the rumors that are going around about the Nation of Islam, and we're going to bring clarity to those. So, Brother Maurice, do you want to answer Brother Tony on Dianetics?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And you know, Brother Tony, I don't, you know me, I don't defend Ron Hubbard or any white person, period. But we have to be realistic. When we look at the educational system that, you know, you may not send your child to, but a lot of us send our children to these same white folks to teach our children. You know, we send them. Or we go to class, we want to go learn how to do this, we want to learn how to be a doctor, or we want to learn how to fix this car, or we want to learn how to do this, or we want to go to work for them, and they're going to teach us how to manage their business. They're going to teach us something, and it doesn't matter at the end of the day whether that white person, you know, is a quote-unquote what we would call good white person or a quote-unquote bad white person. At the end of the day, you're going there just to get that knowledge. You know, without a shadow of a doubt, the destruction that the American educational system has on our children. We are the only ones that have a prison, school-to-prison pipeline. Systems that were set in place by our open enemies. Now, when we take Dianetics from L. Ron Hubbard, and you learn this thing with auditing, and you compare that to the American educational system, it doesn't even compare. And it would be foolish on us not to get information from one guy versus we getting information from a whole system of evil. It all, at the end of the day, dear brother, it all boils out to be the same thing. It's cheaper to go and learn auditing than it is for you to go to school and get a degree in psychiatry. It's cheaper, okay? And you can take that information and take it back and use it for your people and heal your people. So really the question should be asked, does it work? Does it work? And if it does work, just like when you go and learn to be a doctor, does it work? When you learn to go to be a dentist, does it work? When you learn to go how to fix cars, does it work? That's the question that we have to be asking, does it work? And if it does work, then let us utilize it like we utilize everything else that we go to these schools and we learn, and we bring it back home. We should bring it back home and use it for the good of our people. That's what we should really be looking at, not whether he's a devil worshiper. If he's a devil worshiper, he's only doing what he created to do. So we can't lose our understanding of the people who we're talking about. We ain't talking about people who are godly people in the first place. That's their nature. So we should not expect them to be other than themselves, and we should not put a higher point on L. Ron Hubbard versus all the rest of them when we still go to their schools and we still send our nephews and nieces to their schools and have their minds mentally killed. So what is worse, to have your children mentally killed by the enemy system, or going to learn a system to help you heal the mental problems that we suffer as a people? To me, I think it's wise for us to get the healing to learn how to do that and then go ahead and let our people rise to the level in which we should be at. And we can't get that. I don't care how much knowledge of self
knowledge of whatever we want to have, but we still have those mental illnesses that have to be dealt with. They have to be. And it's cheaper to go get audited by your own people than it is to go see the cracker at the psychiatry place and let them take your money. Thank you.
I hear that.
Okay.
Can I come in, sister? Whenever you look ready.
Okay, did you have something that you wanted to add to that? Because we're going to move on to questions. But go ahead, Brother Poverty.
Well, I'll say this because some people would say I'm not qualified to be going hard and, you know, going against Minister Louis Farrakhan. But it says in the Art of War, it is applicable for the soldier to kill the general if he's working for the other side. Now, if we go into the works of Louis Farrakhan, we'd have a look at the works. It's well known that he made over $10 million from the Million Man March. Also, yeah, it's documented information that he received $5 million from Muammar Gaddafi and interest-free loan. Now, Muammar Gaddafi is dead, so he doesn't have to pay that back. He makes money from visiting universities and books and DVDs, which he sells. I hear that he sells them for $20 a piece. If I want to order them out here in the UK, I'm going to pay £25. The only thing I can see from him is flash suits, gaiters, and chauffeur-driven Escalades. So yet again, my family, what we got to understand, family, a tree is known by its fruit. Has anyone got anything to say on that?
Yes, I certainly have something to say on that.
Okay,
there, brother.
Well, hold on. Brother, if that's all that you see of Minister Farrakhan, then that's because that's all you're looking for. Because the minister has helped many people. I'm standing here as a witness that he has helped many people. He has come out of his pocket to help many people. He has established many things in the Nation of Islam that he's paid for out of his own pocket. So what you see is what you're looking for. But if you don't know the minister, and if you don't know the work of the Nation of Islam, and if you don't know where we've come from to where we are now, then you are out of order to say that, sir. That's just an assumption about what you see. You're looking at the physicality of it, but you have not examined the works of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So just because the man dresses nice, you mean to tell me that he's taking our money? What is he supposed to look like?
Can I say something to that, sister?
Yes, you can. Yes, sir.
Well, we know that. This is why, again, I look at the works. A man can say one thing but do another. And this is how I know, without a shadow of a doubt, he is deviated from the teachings of the great Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, where's the land? Where's the businesses for our people to shop in? All the members to at least move away from the foot of the devil and be working businesses that Louis Farrakhan could easily finance to help the people. And what about Chicago again? It gets worse.
Sister Gidget, you got to let me respond to this.
Okay, hold on.
I have to.
Okay. Let me pump the brakes a minute. Okay, Brother Poverty, we heard you. I'm going to let Brother James speak, and we're going to take some questions because this can get out of hand real quickly. Okay, Brother James, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Quickly, please.
Be brief, succinct, and to the point. First and foremost, dear brother, your so-called facts are as far from the truth as East is from West. The Million Man March financial result was that we were in arrears. And the monies, and I don't know where you got $10 million from, but all of the monies that were used in the Million Man March and its preparation and its maintenance and seeing it through to its end were audited and publicly published. And the minister showed where every dime that was taken in, how it was used, and what was the end result. So your facts are off. Your facts are completely off. Yes, the minister received the $5 million loan from Gaddafi. And with that money, he set up power. Now, let me tell you why you don't see the kinds of businesses that you're referring to under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It is because of people like you who the enemy uses to spew false information to keep the people away from support of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Your facts are completely off. In fact, they're not facts. Your information is completely off, and you need to do some research. And this is what angers us, because the enemy sits back and laughs when he listens to people like you, dear brother, because he knows that all he has to do is say it, and you repeat it like a puppet, without doing any empirical research, without doing any kind of follow-up research and verification of what the enemy is saying in his corporate-owned and operated media. You'll just repeat it like a parrot. And this is exactly what you're doing. And when you use statements like everybody knows. No, everybody does not know. And case in point, you certainly don't know. And I would ask you, dear brother, if you have access to the internet, and I'm sure you do, bring forth your factual documents that support the madness that you just spoke. Bring your documents, your proof.
Okay.
Now, the minister with the $5 million, dear brother, he created power, trying to capture some of those trillions of dollars that we waste with the enemy. We manufactured deodorant. We manufactured shampoo. We manufactured conditioner and soap and toothpaste and other products trying to capture some of those dollars that we spend so freely and ignorantly with the enemy. But when the minister got that money, he put it in a black bank. And guess what the owners of that bank said? They came to the minister and told him, brother, you have to take that money out of our bank, because the Jews, yes, the Jews came to him and threatened him that they would close his bank down if he didn't get the money out. We asked that brother who owned Johnson & Johnson to produce the products, the deodorant, the shampoo, the conditioner, and the soaps, the toiletries. We asked him to produce it, and he agreed that he would manufacture it. But the Jews again came to him and said, if you manufacture any toiletries for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, we will close down your distribution centers. We will not allow you to distribute your products. And scared to death Negroes who are afraid of the enemy bow down to the enemy, and they stop producing the product. We had to go and find another manufacturer. But it didn't stop us, and it didn't stop the minister. And right now, today, he opens his arms to those who treated him and insulted him and offended him and the nation so greatly. He has his arms open to them that they can come by way of a path of redemption.
Okay.
Now, dear brother, get your facts straight. And what I challenge you to do, is I want you to publicize and publish the documented facts that support what you just said. Will you do that?
I will. I don't know if I can, you know, be. It depends how I feel.
Oh, brother, you know good and doggone well you have no documentation. And this is why you're hesitant.
Well,
45 minutes, and I promised the listening audience that they could get their questions in. So we're going to take questions right now.
Yes.
So everybody, please just calm down, because like I say, this is not a debate. So we're going to take a question, area code 215. Your mic is live if you have a question, area code 215. Last four, number 7503. Going once, going twice.
215.
Sir? Okay, I guess they didn't have a question. Okay, area code 234. Area code 234, your mic is live.
Some leg them.
Well, thank you, Salam. Who's calling, please? Yes, who's calling?
This is Brother Albert Muhammad.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we got Ohio in the house. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Albert. You have a question or a comment?
I got a comment, Sister Gidget.
Sincerely speaking,
because you know me. I ask and pray a lot that we ask the believers, the followers of Farrakhan, do not allow the deceivers to misguide us or lead us astray with their madness. For 22 years in my surgery with Farrakhan, I made my word bond. My life and my death is all for Farrakhan. I've learned to rise above emotions into the thinking of God, man. Because as we entertain this madness, the deceiver, as Brother James was saying, is sitting back idly, trying to decipher how strong we are behind the leader. Just know for a surety, as long as I live, Brother Albert Muhammad, the name Farrakhan lives. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. That's right.
Walaikum salam, Brother
Can I reply to this,
Thank
brother?
Thank you so
can
much.
Can I reply to the last brother, please, sister?
You want to reply to Brother Albert? Is that what you're saying?
No, not to Brother Albert, to the brother who spoke before him. What's the brother's name?
We're going to take questions first, Brother Poverty,
okay.
And then we're going to come back
sister.
And I'll let you respond.
Okay.
Area code 323. Your mic is live. Area code 323.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Who's calling?
This is Brother Jericho Muhammad, house number 27, Los Angeles. I wanted to address my British brother with the accent. Brother, coming from an ex gangbanger, brother, that used to shoot and kill my own people. You said you hadn't seen anything from
me. I was the same way as well, brother.
Let's not interrupt. Let him get his question or comment out, and then after that, you can comment. Okay. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right. It's like some of us, my brother, let me put it like this. Some of us, my brother, we pay $50 to go see a Laker game or to go to these sporting events or whatever. If the minister came out in tattered robes, a tattered suit, somebody would give him a suit, just merely out of the love that he's trying to, you know, out of the love they feel for him, so they're trying to do for our people. And so they would give that to him, so he would have a nice suit, because he's representing us. And if he has anything with his words of wisdom, I get at the $200. See, and this is trying to do something, somebody is trying to do something for you, brother. So if all you see is him strutting around in suits and he getting out of nice cars and all that, and that's fine. But see, that shows what you're fixed on. You're fixed on material gains. Now, if you're fixed on the material gains, then that's all you're going to see. But if you're fixed on the spiritual thing, then you see something else. You would see something else. You would see that he's transforming the lives of gangbangers like ourselves. You see that he's reforming us, my brother. So I'm not on here trying to preach. I'm just letting you know, it's like, stop hating, bro. I hate to say it like that, but that's hating. You ain't really addressing you. You not calling a million men. Lil Wayne can't call a million man march. Nobody can. Only that black man. And so it comes off like that. You may not be hating, my brother, but you should refrain from saying things like that without having accurate proof. You see what I'm saying? Because that's like what you call a comment argument.
Okay,
but I love you.
Okay.
And I, you just
love you too, brother. I will say this to the brother who just spoke, all right, and to the other brother, James Muhammad, that, all right, we know that he made money from the Million Man March, but I'll take that off the table. Why don't you address the money that was given to him from Muammar Gaddafi? And it's well known, this is common knowledge, that he has a net worth of $3 million.
Brother, wait a minute. To you, Brother Poverty, and I mean no disrespect. We're not going to talk about money because you don't have the patent or the right to dig into the pockets of Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan because money is not his mission. So we're
that's
not
right.
going to even talk about that, brother. If you don't bring something else to the table, that's fine. But we're not going to dig into the pockets of Mr. Farrakhan just like he wouldn't dig into your pockets and ask where your money come from. So we're not even going there. We just going to hop that right here, right now, before this really get ugly. And I'm trying to maintain myself. But, brother, you know you out of order because you don't have no right to rumble through his pockets. You act like an agent. You worse than the IRS. You mean you going to come and rumble through the man's pockets and determine when the hell his faith is? Come on, brother, we ain't doing that. Now come on, now I'm sorry, but you know you really went too far. And let me okay, I apologize, family. Let me move on, brother. Thank you calling from my hometown in LA. Thank you for your question, and I promise to get these questions in. Let me get one more question in. Area code 717, your mic is live. Area code 717, your mic is live. 717, you have a question? Going once, going twice? Okay. Area code, oh, I know who this is. Brother Kareem out of St. Louis, Missouri. You have a question or a comment, brother?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. Wa alaikum salam.
And as always, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, who came in the person of Master Farah Muhammad, I am going to make this quick, very quick, okay? And I want to say that everyone that has been on, excellent questions. However, I have to defer to my brothers and sisters' excellent defense of the most honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. What I want to say is this, is what we have seen, as Brother James has mentioned, is simply prophecy fulfilling itself. These are the envious and the jealous who put these things out here, who put these lies out here, who put this so-called disinformation out here. The other thing I want to say is this, and we are defending Minister Farrakhan tonight on the air. However, the best defense of the minister is our living the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Go ahead, Chris.
That is the best defense of the minister. See, the brother mentioned he don't see the businesses that were under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The reason he don't see those businesses in that scope or on that level is because, and I'm going to say we because I'm in that number, we are not effectively, practically applying the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Enough. That's why he don't see that. However, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get out here because I can see y'all doing a fantastic job. Mm-hmm. And I know we ain't talking about the money, but I got to mention the money because it's been brought up. Let's get it straight. As my brother said, he started Power, people organizing, working for economic rebirth.
That's right.
Then there was some other money that came. The minister had it, he had plans for it. He asked the brother, since he couldn't do what he originally wanted to do because it had to be taken out of the bank, he asked, well, could we use it to purchase the National Center, which we have? And he was instructed by Muammar Gaddafi, well, you already got the money. Use it for what you need to use it for. He did that, and here's another fact that nobody mentioned. The money was paid back.
That's right.
The minister... We don't owe nobody. We don't play that debt thing. The money was paid back. So get your facts straight.
Can you bring that the proof of that, brother? Can you bring the proof of that?
Get the facts straight. It's on the books. I don't have to. Don't you talk about me give you the proof of that? It's public record. Go look it up. It's in the public record. Go look it up. I'm giving
but
you the facts. Now, and like I said, and with that, may Allah continue to bless everyone. And believe me, without the detractors, how could we be champions?
That's right. Walaikum Salaam.
Okay, and like I said, let's squash. And I'm not hiding from anything, but I just think that it's so disrespectful for a black man to come on and talk about where another black man gets his money from when you know that the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan has supporters all over the world. We have to support him in what he does if we call ourselves believers. So we're not going to talk about money, brother, because nobody is asking Brother Poverty Supreme where he gets his money from. So we're not going to do that to you, and we're not going to allow you to do that to our minister. We're just not going there.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just squash that.
Sister, I got a job, so, you know, I get my money from the devil. But,
I don't care where you get your money from. Your money is not a good, it's not an issue here. The issue here is those things that are saying that you are saying that are false about the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan. And we don't have to prove anything to you. Since you researching, if that's what you're doing, if you're researching your information, then research and get actual facts. But it sounds like to me you're going by something that you're being told versus what is actual fact. So I want to see it in writing because we have ours in writing. So if you got it in writing, bring it. Okay, next question, area code 615. I'm trying to get to the questions, and we're going to do the last 30 minutes because we got some other stuff to cover. 615, you have a question?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, sister. What's your name, please?
Sister Michelle Forex out of Philadelphia. Assalamu alaikum to everybody on the panel. It's very powerful. Thank you. It's very powerful. All the information is actual facts that Brother James is bringing, Brother Maurice. I want to just not really ask a question, but say this to the brother from Britain. Listen, brother, you need to really find out more about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan before you would even attempt to judge him. Our brother, he started off with very lowly means. Our brother has worked effortlessly and willingly for the cause of Allah, for our people. Now, if Allah, out of his goodness, decides to drape him in fine robes and fine shoes and fine cars, who are you or we to even say, Allah, don't bless that man? Mr. Louis Farrakhan has earned what Allah has given him. And not only that, he's earned He's earned a crown draped with stones of rubies and diamonds. And what you see him with on is nothing compared to what Allah is going to give him. And
that's
not only that, it really gets me how some of us are so, we idol worship these entertainers and the president. We don't mind seeing the wicked have all kind of wealth and riches, but we got a problem with the man of God being blessed. I say to hell with all that hate and envy. If you got a problem with what Minister has, why don't you focus on getting closer to Allah so you can get what he got instead of worrying about what he got? Because what he has is nothing compared to what Allah is going to give him. So I say, you know, brother, focus more on the truth so that your mind can be alert and awakened because Satan is trying to destroy us through us. And thank you for taking my call, Sister Gidget. Assalamu alaikum.
Peace, sister, and can I reply to the wonderful sister, please? Is that okay if I reply to the wonderful sister that you just said something?
Go ahead, dear brother.
Well, this is the thing. If I tell you to, or I make you part with your money to support me, the least I can do is support you. you're still working for the devil. You don't have your own. I have the finances from all the money that everybody's given me to help you. Now, the church back in the 50s, when black folks came from the Caribbean to the UK, the church used to take the collection and the tithes, and they used to help black folks coming from the Caribbean into accommodation. Now, that's the least he could do, Louis Farrakhan. Especially when we look at the state of Chicago.
Come on.
No, I got a question.
We can only talk one at a time because I know everybody has something to say, but we can't hear. We can't hear you when everybody is talking at the same time. So, Brother Carbony, I'm going to let the sister... I'm sorry?
Who is that? It's Brother Rakim Muhammad. You know, Dan, I got to say something about this queen before this
okay,
brother gets off the phone tonight.
Wait a minuet, please. Hold on. Okay. The brother had a comment, and the sister is still on the line. So, sister, do you want to comment back to Poverty about what he said just now?
Yes, sir. I mean, yes, ma'am. I would love to. Brother, not only has Minister Farrakhan given back to us, he's constantly giving back to us. He labors 24/7 mentally and physically for our
That's
people.
Right.
Maybe, let me say this to you. Maybe because you're not American born or born in America, as we as black people to understand what kind of struggle we've endured and how what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan has done and how effectual the teachings are on us. Maybe because you're not here, you just don't get that. You don't get the gist of that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I was just saying, I am from Jamaica. One of his family relatives are from Jamaica. I've actually seen the man when I went on holiday to my my country of origin, Jamaica. So I have seen him, and he tells the people, you know, what about Queen Nanny? He went to Haiti and said, remember to Saint the Overshore, you know. But I know this man could do more. Himself, he could do more for his people.
But what are you doing for our people?
Okay,
what are you doing for
our
people?
Now we're still talking about money. Let's move on. He still wants to go through the pockets of Minister Farrakhan and tell him how to spend his money. And we are just not going to do that because he don't know how charitable the minister has been. That's his problem. And if you think that, you know, everybody's supposed to look like a shepherd or a bum, and, you know, if that's your way of thinking or whatever, you know, that's on you. We're not dealing with that no more.
Hold on, this is my question. Wait a minute.
I cannot hear.
Please let her manage this show. We have very little time left. Let her manage this show, Rakim.
This is what I want to say, brother. The brother from Britain. How the hell you gonna come on this show, Nation Building Movement, Nation Building Network, with a name like Poverty, and hate on Minister Farrakhan with a name like Poverty, brother? Long as you got that mentality that you have, you will always have a name Poverty and live in poverty. Mr. Farrakhan, it's not about the money with Mr. Farrakhan. This man is 80 years old. He done dedicated nearly 60 years of his life to the upliftment of black people around the world, not only America, but the world abroad. What have you done?
Brother, I teach.
Okay.
If I can recommend, you know, this is not worthy of the minister. This brother has absolutely zero facts.
I do have facts.
No, you don't, brother.
I do have facts.
If you do have them, publish them, but we're not going to go back and forth with you and your falsehood. It is not worthy of us to argue with you on matters of your own error and your erroneous information. Let's move on.
Hold on. I promised the people I was going to let them get some questions in, but I wanted to get back to Brother Tony because I think he's still on the line. Brother Tony, did you have another issue that you wanted addressed that you had a problem with?
Not at all. Just like I said once again, the Dianetic Scientology. That's my thing. I can't really speak on a man that
I've got more.
Done what he's done.
Okay. All right. So let's just clear up some of the rumors. If I have time, I will get to the rest of you who will have questions. Please stand by. That is the intention. I will get to those questions. Okay. Another thing we want to address, Brother Maurice and Brother James, is the rumor of white people in the mosque. Can we just get some clarity on that? I'm going to start with you, Brother Maurice.
Yes, ma'am, sister, we can. I know for myself personally, I have never seen a white member on the mosque. I have not seen that. And, these people that go around saying that, you know, again, don't really have the actual facts. So, you know, it ain't nowhere, nothing about that. But whenever we do get some time, because Brother Poverty mentioned some other things and somebody else that I would like to speak on, if we have time to get back to that, then I would like to address that as well.
Okay.
Okay, and Brother James?
Yes, ma'am. Certainly, I do have actual facts, being a witness personally myself, that there are whites who attend our major meetings, such as Savior's Day and the Day of Atonement and other special events. And I'd like to also say that the minister has many Caucasian followers, who recognize that they're not necessarily admitted into the mosque at this time. But Islam is universal. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is not the messenger of Allah to black people alone. He is God's servant to the entire human family of the planet Earth. And let me share with you that according to the scriptures, when the children of Israel exited out of Egypt, there were many Egyptians that not only went with Moses, but also facilitated the exodus for our people. That is to say, symbolically, that there are many whites who will help. There are some who want to escape the judgment and the chastisement of the work of their fathers. There are some who recognize the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, even as Solomon had the jinn working for him. It is all through scriptures of both Bible and Quran that the enemies of God, some of them, saw the worth and value and truthfulness of the messengers of God, and they followed, trying to save themselves. So, yes, I've seen white people at our major meetings. I'm not necessarily moved by that, and I really don't give a damn whether who is. What you must understand... What you must understand is that the minister is not a national leader. The minister is a universal leader. And Islam is a universal way of life. And if a Caucasian has the sense and presence of mind that he will obey Allah and obey his messenger and follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to find a way out of the fire, how can you blame this man?
Can I say something?
We don't blame him. I don't even want to hear it, brother. Look,
can I reply to this, Brother James Muhammad?
I'm telling you the God's honest truth. This is not worthy of the minister nor of us to listen to a man that has repeatedly spewed falsehood in the name of facts. So it's not worthy.
Something to you,
brother. Hold up, brother.
Pull the plug
on
this.
I'm talking now.
Pull the plug on him.
I'm talking now, brother.
Wait a minute. Hold on, because you know, like I said, we didn't come here to debate. We're not going to debate. We're going to give actual facts, and like the messenger has always taught us, you take it or you leave it alone.
That's
we're not
right.
here to argue with you, brother. I'm not trying to convert you.
I'm not trying to convince you.
But what I am trying to do is give you actual facts. And you can take it or leave it alone. But if you are hell-bent on what you believe in, then I don't have no choice but to respect that. But we don't have to tolerate that from you. And I know some people are losing their patience. I haven't lost my patience with you because just like Allah has patience with me every day, I have to enact that same patience with you. So it's only my prayer for you that you one day get this information. But if you don't have anything tangible, if you don't have anything that you can email me, fax me, mail me a letter that's showing me actual facts and what you're saying, then just go ahead and say that you assume or that you heard or that you think, but please don't present it as actual fact. That's all I'm saying.
And we're not hating on you. All right.
Absolutely,
can I say something?
Sir, you can say something. Yes.
All right. It says in the Theology of the Times, a book written by the great Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which you should all know. It says the reason why.
Wait a minute, Brother Poverty. Hold on. If somebody is who has their mic open, I know Brother Rakim is on the line, Brother James, Brother Maurice, Brother Tony, y'all mics are live. If you are shuffling or moving around, please let's kill the background noise because we can't hear. Okay, I'm sorry. Poverty, go ahead.
Okay, it says in the Theology of the Time, a book that you will all know that was written by the great Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it says the reason you must know of the truth today is because the liar must be removed. Now we go to chapter 2 in the Theology of the Time. What do you look like loving the devil? Let the devil love the devil. And not you loving the devil. Thinking that you are getting friendship with the devil, you are getting to be an enemy of God. How foolish he has made you by deceiving you into believing in loving everybody. Everybody's not to be loved. And that is a reference on Louis Farrakhan letting the devil and other races in to the nation.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there because I don't want you to take us too far. Okay, I'm going to let Brother Maurice address just that part right there about the devil. Oh, Allah. Brother Maurice, come on, brother. Come on. We only got a few minutes. Come on, real quickly.
All right.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I understand your thinking, and that first let me just start out like this. Islam is a universal religion. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that they call me a nationalist, but I'm not a nationalist. Islam is universal. And he brung white Muslims to a Savior's Day and addressed them and addressed us and said that they're coming here to see us in our Islam, to see if we're living the principles of our faith. Okay, so I understand because you live in a system that is the most oppressive system on the face of the earth. And in your whole total being, you don't want the enemy to have no respite. You don't want the enemy to have no way out. You know, it's just like one of the people in the Bible, Jonah, you know, was sent to Nineveh, and he didn't want to go because he didn't want those people to be saved. So, and you don't want the enemy to be saved. And I can understand that. And I can agree with that. I don't want them to be saved either. But in order for God to be the righteous God that he is, that's why Master Farah Muhammad came the way he came, because he got to deliver justice to both sides.
there is no white folks as registered members in the Nation of Islam. There is no devils. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad even went further to say that devil names will not be accounted for in the FOI. Meaning, now we're dealing with us. See, because you claim, Brother Supreme Poverty, that the great Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and you keep using his name, and at the same time trying to vilify his greatest student that we have that represents that man. So if you're going to claim the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, do you live the life that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us? If you don't live that life, if you don't walk that life, if you don't take time out of your life and try to strive the way of a Muslim, the way the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us, then be quiet. Because our best example, he said that this is my greatest minister. He tells us to follow him, do what he tells us to do, go where he tells us to go, not you. You don't have that right nor that authority. So the best thing that you should do is sit down and shut up and do what the messenger told you to do. Therefore, your eyes will be able to see and your ears will be able to hear the truth. Because until you do that, dear brother, it is our job to tell you that all you're doing by slandering the minister is sentencing yourself to death row. Because God will respond behind our minister. Look at the examples that came before you. They're no longer here. But Farrakhan is here. He is the only one left. Be wise, young brother, and stop being stupid because you're witnessing against yourself. Thank you.
Okay. And
I think I have
Brother Jamil back on the phone. Brother Jamil, let me just verify. Brother Jamil, are you here?
Sister, you know. I'm here. I really don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just got your message to call you. I'm so sorry. But I'm going to let Brother James address. Brother James, did you have something you wanted to say?
I most certainly did. I must, by the grace of Allah, bring clarity and bring our people up to date as to the minister's modern expression of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. First and foremost, in 1972, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to stop using the term devil. He said, rather use Satan, the enemy, or the slave master's children. Moving quite rapidly and trying to be succinct and to the point, in 1997, in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's Historic Saviors Day address, he clearly defined devil for us. He said, devil is deceptive intelligence that rationalizes disobedience to God and makes evil fair-seeming. So devil transcends flesh color or the lack thereof. It is a mindset of falsehood.
But he also said the white man was the devil, brother. He also
Dear brother, I want you to stop interrupting me and allow me to finish.
Pardon me, sir. Pardon me.
As long as we are hung up on old-time terminology, then we're not following the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. In fact, according to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's expression of his instructions from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he told him, brother, I don't want you to express the teachings the way I did. He told him that because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was at a certain age and a certain level of understanding, and there was a certain expression at the time of many of the writings. And it was a skillful and strategic social scientific plan to use the white man as the brunt of all of our faults while he was trying to build up the self-respect and self-esteem self-esteem of the black man. We could not focus on being responsible for the evils that we have done, and so he cleverly put it on the white man, and through putting it on the white man, we were able to focus on our positive aspects. Look at what he did by using that scientific language. The white man is the devil. Well, that's all he had to say to get us off of alcohol, because when we were under the influence of alcohol, he said, look at you drinking the white man's alcohol. And after coming into the knowledge of the devilish men and the devilish behavior of the white man, we said, this belongs to the white man. I don't want it anymore. We put it down. He said, look at you smoking the white man's cigarettes. This was a clever strategy. It is not that the white man is not the devil, but it is not the absence of color that makes him devil. It is the knowledge or trick knowledge that was put in the head of his father. And by the way, the white man didn't make himself. It was the black man that made the white man. So who will you blame for the actions of the product? The product itself, or that one that produced the product? Now you need to come on up into modern expression of the revelations, the modern revelation of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And as I conclude, this is why he said in that same book that you faultily recite, dear brother, The Theology of Time, the minister, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, says, this is my minister, Farrakhan. When you see him, look at him. When he speaks, listen to him. Where he tells you to go, go. And where he tells you to stay from, stay from. He will get you across the river or to the other side on his shoulders. And when he gets you there, he won't say, look at what I have done. He will say, look at what Allah has done, because he is a very humble brother. And then he said, and so I say to you, continue to hear my minister Farrakhan. Well, what do you mean, Elijah? Continue. Look up that word continue and define it for yourself. It means to keep going until you reach a certain point determined by the one who gave you the instruction. So we must continue to hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan until the one that told us to continue to hear him comes back and tells us to stop listening to him. And you'll be waiting till hell freezes over for that, brother.
Okay, all right. We want to get Brother Jamil in, and all of you who have been waiting to make comments or questions, I am going to get to you. It looks like we may run a little bit over tonight, but that's okay. We're going to keep going. Brother Jamil, thank you for coming back. We missed you for the bulk of the show, but thank you, dear brother, for gracing us with your presence again. And what do you have to say to us this evening?
I think I'm getting a little too old to be fussing with people about Minister Farrakhan. The minister is right that he's unerring and accurate on his assessment of the conditions of the world. He is the representative of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Is correct, and he's unerring. Y'all can take it or let it alone. The time is coming when the FOI is getting stronger and stronger. I come, and I have to acknowledge this, and Brother James will tell you, I am a fossil. I'm an antique. I'm a relic, and I'm an anachronism. I come from a time in the nation of Islam when we were able to do things, or we thought about doing things that were very clear. You didn't have nobody talking about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, whether we were right or wrong, but you could talk about him if you want to. I live out loud, my dear brothers. People know who I am. My face may not be that cute, but it's recognizable. I live out in the public. I know where I'm going, and I come in where I come in. I go to the mosque of Islam, nowhere you can find me. I'm not a person that's hiding from these evil-minded people, but I take pity on you. I'm like Bobby Blue Bland. I pity the fool that comes against the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his minister. It's really sad. The minister don't need you to verify him.
Come on.
He don't need you to verify him. I got a problem with Farrakhan. He's so nasty-mouthed and disrespectful. You still wet behind the ears. You're square as a pool table, twice as green. But you talking about, I don't agree with Farrakhan. Get his name out your mouth with that disrespect in your tone. Say his name right, Minister Louis Farrakhan. The Honorable Minister Farrakhan, Mr. Farrakhan, but check yourself. See, the one day is coming soon where you're not going to be able to talk about the minister like that. And if you come around me talking with him like that, we're going to make sure we have an agreement before we leave. You can agree with me, and I believe you will. So, Sister Gidget, this is wonderful that you have a discourse with different people, but the minister ain't trying to talk to these little people like this. He done called out Satan himself. He said, don't send
yes,
me no Negroes out here to debate me and dispute with me. Come out here, white folks. Come out here, Satan. Come out here, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Prince of Darkness. You come on out here and deal with me. So these little Negroes run out here and try to make a reputation off of Minister Farrakhan. That's a ill-advised, misguided move. So whether you're in the United Kingdom or in New York City or in any part of the United States, may Allah bless your understanding. But I didn't stay on the phone with you because I don't like to hear people disrespecting the man that's saving my life and your life too. I don't like to hear nobody talking crap about the minister and ain't got to work to bust a doggone grape in a fruit fight. Can't do nothing. Ain't raised up no dead, ain't saved nair soul, have not built one institution. Nobody listen to you, nobody know you, but you going to sit up here and shake the minister's curtain like he's somebody that you should, have a right to say something to.
What institution is Louis Farrakhan built?
His name is
brother.
The Honorable.
Don't answer that, Brother
Minister
Jamil.
Louis
just go
Farrakhan.
Ahead. Just go ahead, because we're running out of time. Go ahead, Brother Poverty.
I'm not running out of time.
You know better.
The minister's enemies are running out of time. That's who the hell is running out of time. The institution
yes,
that saved is called Muhammad's Mosque of Islam. The Muhammad Universities of Islam, the various different aspects of the Nation of Islam are too numerous to mention. But I bet you can't build nothing, Joker. And I'm telling you this.
You see me when you're
ridiculous
pile right.
of crap.
Okay, hold on. I asked Brother Jamil to speak. Brother Poverty, we've heard you.
I asked
Brother Jamil to speak, so please stop interrupting. I don't want to mute you out. But I asked him to come back, and he came back for me, and I asked him to speak.
I'm almost finished. Let me just say this. I don't want to disrespect my little brothers. I don't. They really mean well, I guess. I don't know. Brother, you heard them more than I did. I don't know. Maybe they mean well. But the point is, today, this is Farrakhan's day. This ain't the day for foolishness. This ain't the day for
You're
that
right.
message. Get down with the minister, because every time you come against him like you think you know something, because I guarantee you whatever institution a minister built is more than what you built, I guarantee you you haven't done nothing. I guarantee you there's no enemy afraid of you. Come back to me when the U.S. Senate with their wicked selves votes to condemn you 95-0, and you look in their eyes and tell them that their condemnation is not worth the paper that it's written on. You do that, and Jack Straw, the British Home Secretary, decides he's going to ban the Minister of Britain. He doesn't care. Minister Farrakhan, he misses his people in Britain, but you all have got to get another idea. You trying to challenge this man been teaching all your life. You need to show some respect. Sit down and listen. If you just take your disagreement behind somewhere else and do what you do. So I tell you what, brother, build what you can build. And in the meantime, leave Farrakhan alone, because I'm not going to be able to control some people, because they hear you with his name in your mouth funny, they're going to give you a dental adjustment. I'm telling you.
Brother Jamil, listen. I'm trying to make my word bond. We're going to get some of these comments on the phone. DJ Black Teaser, stand by. We're going to run over a little bit. So let's get some of these comments. I want to keep my word. Area code 512, Austin, Texas. Talk to me.
As-salamu alaykum, family.
Walaikum salam, Queen. Real quickly.
This is Philippia. How you doing, Sister Gidget? This year.
Oh. Walaikum salam, beautiful. How are you?
I'm good. It's hot, but I gotta say I've been very inspired by listening to the whole broadcast. It makes me want to stand up even more for my nation.
Yes, ma'am.
Make me want to defend the minister because nobody really knows his struggle. And when
that's
people
right.
come out their mouth funny, I've been trying to be an MVP, be a lady the whole night. I'm just like where he lives. The old me would have rolled out. But, however, I believe that this brother
I'll tell you what,
really
they,
needs.
They want to come to me.
Brother.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, okay, this shows your immaturity level. You need to really read and understand where the minister come from. The minister was a jazz artist. He could have chose that over what he chose. God had a plan for him. So if you don't understand a man's plan, how you going to understand a man that I missed today? That's my Jesus. He shed his blood for us. He died for us. For him to be 80 years old and still doing what he's doing today, and
come
all you
on,
do is
Queen.
Remember how much money he got in his pocket, brother, you need to get down with the get down. Because when it's all said and done, the baby planes ain't playing. I see what London, I got friends in London. They call me. They tell me what's going on over there. Now, you think them kings and queens going to bow down and let you run to Buckingham Palace? I don't think so, bro. You need to get it together. You need to go get your Bible and Quran and get your prayer rug, get down with some of the Muslims over there, go with Minister Hillary and them, and get your lessons right.
That's right, sister.
All right, Queen. Okay, let me move on. Thank you so much, dear sister. Thank you for teaching hard. Love you, Queen.
Love you too, Queen.
All right, area code 302, real quickly. Area code 302, your mic is live.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, brother. What's your name?
My name is Brother Timothy 2X. I'm calling out of Aurora, Delaware, Mosque 35 under Brother Robert Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make a few comments and, and defend Farrakhan.
Yes, sir, real quickly.
I wanted to remind everybody that, the minister, he lets us know that it was a certain point where he fed his children from the trash can, he said. He said that it was a certain point in his life where he went 9 years without a brand new suit. He had holes in his shoes, and he said he had to put, you could see the funny papers on the bottom of his shoes. He said he went, 8 or 9 years on bean soup, bean soup alone. He said that,
yes, sir.
So the minister, he went through it. And every time the minister speaks, he always, lets it be known that he's a student. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that the brother, spoke like he highly regarded. He always makes it plain that, he's a humble servant of that man. And, I just wanted to point that out because I know sometimes, we get so excited in defending Farrakhan, but like when we do call out, Brother Robert always instructs us to, speak to the nature of our people rather than the ego of the people. And I feel kind of like that, and I almost kind of, feel sorry for the brother. It seems like, we kind of coming down on hard on the brother, but,
It's all right, brother.
We just want to present, our message to you. And,
Peace.
Minister, what he's doing, I mean, just look at what he's doing, brother. Just listen to him. This is, this is Minister Farrakhan. We're talking about Minister Farrakhan here. That's all. I just wanted to.
Thank you, brother. I want to take some more callers. So thank you for calling in. Thank you for supporting our minister.
Peace, brother. Thank you.
I have something I want to say to Brother Timothy, if he's still there.
Yes, Brother Timothy is still here.
I respect your reasonable status, but I'm telling you all, you better hear me. People know who the minister is, man. They get a chance to reason with him. But in a time when you got people coming on you and trying to attack you, that's not a time for reason. That's a time for defense of the man of the hour. And I'm saying to all of you, keep coming against the minister. Bring your best. Allah will defend him. And the Holy Quran talks in some places about the manner in which Allah will slay the enemies of the righteous. and he says how he will do it.
I'm asking
you all to consider that and stop playing pity-pat and pussyfoot with these punks. Stop playing with these Negroes. If you come against Minister Farrakhan, you get what's coming to you. The scripture in the Bible says, if you fall on him, if you trip over him, you will be broken into pieces. But if he falls on you, you'll be ground to powder. Y'all keep playing with Minister Farrakhan.
Hold on, you
keep playing with him. And see, all this reasoning with you, and I'm not no guest on Face the Nation. This ain't CNN live reports. No, this is life and death. And while you arguing about the minister, some poor Negro took another shot of dope. Some poor sister just sold her body one more time.
I agree.
And let their children sit in front of that damn idiot box for another hour. Somebody is making a deathly decision. So stand up, get strong in the FOI, and then if they say something against your minister, black, white, or any other color, check that behind. Get with them and make sure they know you don't come against Farrakhan like that. See, Farrakhan ain't got no bunch of daggone thinkers with him. We all thinking. We intelligent. And we think enough to be soldiers.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Real quickly,
area code 919, and I think we're not going to get to everybody. Area code 919, real quick.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum
salam, ma'am. You hear me?
What's your name, brother?
Brother Clifton out of Raleigh, North Carolina, Raleigh Study Group.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be real quick. First of all, I wanted to say in the scripture of the Bible where it says, after Jesus fed the 5,000, he says that he looked over the crowd and he had compassion. Now, I know the brother said that he was from the street, so I'm not going to get philosophical or scientific. I just want him to just think a little bit. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is not a braggadocious type brother. He's never bragged about anything he's done at one time. And, you know, the funny thing is he told us that people were going to come out and do exactly what you're doing. And what's even so funnier is that you are actually studying the teachings and weighing what you believe to be the truth based on what you see to be the truth in your mind. So I really have no argument with you because the argument is going on within your head. And that's what you need to do for yourself. No, just listen to me, brother. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, because you will not be attacking him if you didn't feel like you had to. So I'm talking to you. I'm not talking at you, you know.
I think there's something that
you have to deal with within yourself to come to a different level of understanding. Because, you know, I'm listening to my brothers and sisters on the phone, and all of us have suffered, and all of us continue to suffer. And we know what this man gives us and does for us and our families and even people that we bring in the mosque. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to really think about that. You know what I mean? You have to really think about that. So when you get off the phone, and I know you're going to think about it, because Allah is going to make you think about it. But that's all I really wanted to say. And I thank you, Sister Gidget, for doing what you're doing. And
Walaikum salam, brother. Okay. Area code 323, right quick. Area code 323.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Walaikum salam, queen.
Yeah, I just wanted to address, you know, just for people coming on the show who are not necessarily in line with the minister at this point in time, just if I were you, I wouldn't come on the show coming with anything but actual facts, because you are coming on the show addressing believers, and that's all we deal in is actual facts. So if you want to come on the show and end up getting arrows shot at you, truth arrow shot at you throughout the whole show, I would suggest that you keep coming on like that. But if you want to argue in the best of manner, then you should incite in us to argue in the best of manner, because all you're really doing is making us mad when you come on talking about the minister.
I try not to say stuff. Yes, sir, I understand where you're coming from, but I do also understand
that in England, they banned the minister from there for the great work that he's doing for our people.
Talk about it, sister.
I would think that you would come with better facts than that. If you really felt that strongly about the minister, you wouldn't come on here looking to get shot down the way you did.
Can I speak about that then?
Okay.
No,
okay.
The link,
thank
that's
you.
All I wanted to say. Thank you,
Queen.
Beverly. I love
What's your name? What's your name, sister?
Sister Darielle out of Mosque 27 in L.A.
All right. That's my home mosque. All right.
Of course.
Okay.
All right. I'll pass you to Allah.
Thank you, Queen. All right.
Oh, sir.
Brother Poverty, hold on. I'm going to try to take one more. I know we're running over. Hold on. Area code 205. Area code 205, going once, going twice.
Yes, I'm Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham.
It's
Brother Todd Muhammad out of Birmingham, Alabama. And I just want to call it just to testify on the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's teaching. I'm a barber, and I was working today, and a young man came in the barber shop. He said he's ready for the showdown. I say, showdown? That sounds big. I said, what showdown are you talking about? Man, the Honorable Minister talking about a showdown with these white folks, these dudes. He said, I'm ready, brother. I said, oh, you? He said, yes, sir, I'm ready for the showdown. Then he started talking and bear witness to the teachers. But the brother never bear witness until today. So that lets me know that people are listening to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan all over this nation, changing their lives. And what we got to do, brother, be a witness to the truth, brother. The blood is rising today, and we got to unite today. Don't fall for the trick of the enemy. Rise yourself up, brother. Take your emotions out of it. Know the benefit for the black people. And that's what it's about, black man. As-salamu alaykum.
Salam, brother. Thank you, brother. All right. Area code 610, right quick. Area code 610.
Philadelphia.
Going once, going twice.
Oh, peace, sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Who's calling, please?
It's Brother Bashir from Bronx, New York. And I just had a quick comment. I wanted to say that, you know, the defenders of Farrakhan, y'all really did the thing. And, you know, I don't think you can attack a man, and I'm not officially with the Nation of Islam in my heart and spirit, I am. But, however, I just don't think you can attack a man that has been on that battlefield for so long, and you attack him to the extent where you want people to detract, you know, from the message. Don't make sense to me. And the nation came and showed up tonight.
Assalamu alaikum. Salam, dear brother. Thank you so much. And area code 732. Area code 732, your mic is live.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, brother. What's your
brother
name?
Sean. This is Brother Sean from Mosque 85, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Brother Jamil, I've been texting you, brother. What I wanted to say real quick, brothers and sisters, I think, and I'm not saying anything about you, Brother Poverty, per se, but this is a direct organized assault on the minister. Last night, I'm a Facebooker. Like, my name is Brother Sean X Games on Facebook. Y'all can look me up. I just had a debate with a brother who just came on my wall and saying the same exact thing that you're saying, my brother. So you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful. And this brother, whoever it was an agent, because I went back on my wall and tried to log on his account, and every link that he posted up there, it says no content to be found. Brother, if you're not a part of the satanic forces, brother, just look at the minister not through the scope of your own eyes, but you have to look at him through the scope of the scripture. Do not look at him with your own eyes. Look at him through the scope of the scriptures, as well as you're looking for something like a cell, you have to look through a microscope. If you're looking through something that's at a different galaxy or something far away, you have to look through a telescope. But you're not going to see the minister unless you look at him through the scriptures, Bible and Holy Quran. Assalamu alaikum.
All right. Area code 919. Come on. I want to give everybody an opportunity. 919.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing?
Alaikum
salam, brother. What's your name?
It's Brother Jihad Ali.
Wow. Peace, Brother Jihad.
Oh, Brother Jihad. Good to hear your voice.
Peace. I'm going to just state what I got to say real quick. It says in the table talks, Room Review, Savior's Day, 1974, a brother was actually questioning the messenger on why he's not calling the white men the devil. And the messenger came back and he said, well, that is the truth. Why do you keep mocking and stamping upon that which we made ourselves to try it out on ourselves? Now we have to. Now we have tried it out. So we found it is no good for us. Now we are trying to get rid of it. So my question is, if the messenger is using the same language, you see, the ministers use the same language that the messenger is had used in 1974, and his own laborers tried to question him on why you're not calling the white man the devil no more. The messenger said, well, we don't have to keep mocking that which we're going to already conquer. So if we're going to keep beating up on the white man 24/7 and we haven't yet come into the realization of ourselves, like what the brother said earlier, we got black brothers who are killing black brothers.
That's
we got
right.
black
That's
men
right.
who are actually shooting children. You got black men who are actually molesting children. You got women, black women, who are putting their babies in microwaves. So we got a hell of a problem, and the white man is the problem. However, we have to deal with ourselves. We have to focus on ourselves. And one more thing, Brother Poverty, my question to you is, have you ever been registered in the Nation of Islam?
No, I haven't.
I don't even know why you
asked
that. You know he
okay.
hasn't.
Yes, ma'am. But you see, that's my point. Master Farah Muhammad said, make all boys and men join the FOI. So why are you sitting on here saying the great honorable Elijah Muhammad when you haven't even done the first instruction that was given to him by his own teacher? That's my question.
Can I state my credentials?
Well, I'm not 95 South, but I'm
okay, I'm Brother Jihad, let him answer, and then we got two more questions, and then we're going to close. So,
yes, ma'am.
Poverty, he asked you a question. Are you going to answer?
I'm going to answer now. I used to be a part of the UNIA out here in the UK in Brixton. We used to work very closely with the Nation of Islam. Some of the brothers in there were very foul. The new leader now, Leo Mahan. I have no problem with him. Actually, that brother, Leo.
Okay, Brother Poverty, your phone is breaking up. Can you kind of adjust it so we can hear you? Okay, go ahead. Okay, no, we can't hear you, Brother Poverty.
Someone has noise in their background and stuff.
Like
okay.
what the minister
well,
said.
We got to move on. Thank you, Brother Jihad. Area code 205. Area code 205, do you have a comment? Going once, going twice? Okay. And area code 832. Area code 832.
Walaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam, Brother Rashid.
Well,
yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. First, let me say I would not even respond to ignorance. I have nothing to say to the brother about the ignorance. What I will say, in this time and hour that we're living in now, a lot of the believers, we have digested the seed of justice. And I love what Brother Jamil demonstrated, because now it's time for justice. There's no more time. I mean, pacifying, and especially when it comes to men. You can't talk to men, talk no more, and play with men. And when you're talking about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I would not waste any more time in debating with anyone about whom he is and what he is. Because it speaks, as my mom used to say, the proof is in the pudding. If you, I mean, if you can't tell, you'll never tell. So, all praises be to Allah. I love justice. And we all know that justice sometimes comes in the form of what? Bloodshed. Praise be to Allah. That's my comment.
I'm back, sister. I'm back, love.
Okay.
Sister.
Okay, Brother Poverty. Okay.
My line dropped
Thank
off.
You, Brother Rashid. Love you much. Thank you for calling in. All right,
yes,
y'all.
Ma'am.
I think that's it. I want to make sure. Area
yeah.
code 215.
Hello?
Area code 215.
Hello? Hello?
Please, we can hear you.
Somebody.
Please, we can hear you.
Oh, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go on, brother. Go on, brother. Soul of mine.
Yeah,
go on,
this
brother.
Is, this is brother, soul of mine, from Philadelphia. I'm going to be brief. You know, when you're dealing with the
You know what I'm saying? I heard a lot of brothers on here say that, well, you know, they put in the work. You know, that was the terminology that was being used. But understand that the youth is on the front line. The youth is the one that's being attacked by
that's
the system
right.
of white supremacy more than anybody. So we have positions to say what we feel and how we feel based off the fact that we have nobody, no leaders.
That's right.
No
that's
leaders
right.
out there protecting us as a youth. We have
that's
to sell
right.
drugs. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no businesses. No businesses in the city. What has
that's
the nation
right.
of Islam done? You know what I'm saying? The city, I live in the city of Philadelphia. Name one business in the city of Philadelphia that the nation of Islam has.
I'm qualified to answer that question because I'm the former minister of Mosque number 12 in Philadelphia. Nobody had to sell drugs. That's the first thing. The second thing, the institution building aspect of the Nation of Islam is often misunderstood. Institutions grow out of the hardening or coagulation of the teachings in the mind of the people who say they adhere to it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't pop up in 1934 with farms and businesses and stores. That happened over time, and so it is happening with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And let me make one thing abundantly clear. The word of the God is to be represented. It is not the place of the messenger of Allah to be a businessman.
That's
he's
right.
not a job
that's
creator. He's not No. Well, see, brother, you talk about the youth. One thing the youth got to learn is you got to respect your elders. When you
that's
was a
right.
little
that's
boy
true.
Or before you was born, I'm in that city of Philadelphia grinding to put the word of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad into effect. And praise be to Allah for whatever Allah blessed me to do. But, son, let me tell you something. Islam is not a quick event. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan told us recently that some of us may not live to see the fruition of the will of God, but that doesn't mean that we should not work for it, nor does it mean that we should begrudge and speak disrespectfully of the God and his will because we, in our hastiness, didn't get a chance to see it to our satisfaction. Be very careful how you do that. And again, I invite you, if you don't agree with the minister, that's just fine, my dear brother. But live in the community and you do the work. You do the work of the resurrection of the people. No one has to sell drugs. You're going to tell me Aaron Jones had to sell drugs? No, he didn't. There was nobody that had to sell drugs in Southwest Philadelphia on Woodland Avenue, 49th Street, 52nd Street. Nobody in Philadelphia was forced to come on Columbia Avenue, 8th and Butler, selling drugs. Nobody in Philadelphia had to go down on 13th to South selling drugs. No, selling drugs is the work of the devil yesterday, today, and it will be if you're dumb enough to do it tomorrow. Your night was going to follow time and feel slowly if it happens. But filled in the name of Allah, and Allah will bless you if you believe and submit and obey and work hard to pull out the God that's within you, too. There's God within you, but you all are some impudent young people. You talk back when you should be listening. You don't sit down at the feet of your elders and learn like every other civilized society in whose name you come, but you give us excuses. See, y'all failed us. We had to sell drugs. Man, miss me with that. You didn't have to sell no drugs. And if you have that much business acumen, where are your businesses at?
Mm.
So let's get up out there.
What's the link from
us?
I don't agree with that.
We are about to close.
Can I
sorry,
say
someone
called my name.
Yeah, that's me, sis. Brother James, I've been a bit silent for the last few minutes, and a great deal, but I want to just very briefly address my brother, whose concern it is the institutions that the Nation of Islam has yet to build. I want to be very clear to everyone listening that the obligation of the messenger of God, the man of God, the servant of God, is to deliver the message clearly. Now, you, my young brother, you have heard him, and others have heard him.
And as Brother Minister Jamil said, he's not a business person. It is not his obligation to build the institutions. It is his obligation to deliver the word of God to the peoples of the world. And he has done that, excuse me, successfully. Now, have you heard the word? And if in fact you heard the word, what did you do after hearing the word? Why don't you, young brother, get together with your other young brothers and sisters, and if you are of like mind in terms of businesses, you put your nickels, dimes, and dollars together, and you build businesses and institutions. It's not the obligation of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. He has met his obligation. Now, what about you?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me just say this, because I want everybody to be clear that God is not a spook. And, you know, Brother Poverty, I don't know where you were coming from with what you expect the minister to do for the people. The minister is doing for the people what he is commissioned to do for the people. It's about what the people do with the knowledge and the message that he gives them. It says the law will not change your condition until you change your own condition. So if you're looking for some miracle to fall out the sky, are you wondering about how much money another person has and what they can should be doing with their money? Brother, then what the hell are you going to do for yourself? So we need to get out of that mindset. The same brother that's talking about selling drugs. You know, even if you are selling drugs, you need to sell drugs and build a business so you won't have to continue to sell drugs. So you making excuses like somebody is supposed to come and do something for you when you are physically and mentally capable of doing for yourself. If you got the skills to go out there and hide from police and scheme and scam and how to get money and how to get drugs, then you have enough sense to create something for yourself. And like I said when I started the show, this was not for a debate. This was to give you clarity and understanding on behalf of the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan, who is working tirelessly day and night at the age of 80 years old to get the message of Allah to the people. Take it or leave it alone. And I'm not doing this again, but I pray that we reached enough people so that they can go back and study the works of the minister and study those teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad for yourselves. This is the time in the time and what must be done. The minister is not coming on every week because he ain't got nothing else to do or because he don't have another platform to speak from. He's coming on every week to save us. And those of you who don't want to be saved, I tell you, you have grace and mercy in the Most Honorable Minister Farrakhan, because people like me who is about to lose their patience with our people will wipe my behind with you out of your ignorance. We've had these teachings for over 80 years, and some of you sit up here and call in here with shit acting like you don't know who the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is. You know who he is, but you want to turn a deaf ear, and then you want to turn around and talk about the Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan. Not today. And don't get this twisted. I'm not misrepresenting the MGT. The MGT, yes, we are women. Yes, we practice our seven units at home, but we are the military unit, the female military unit of the Nation of Islam, and we will stand and defend our minister at all costs. I don't want nobody to get it twisted. So the next person to inbox me something crazy about the minister, you're going to get it the way you're going to get it, and you can look at it the way you want to look at it, but the time is out for that. The time is out for the public assassination of Minister Farrakhan. Christ will not be crucified, but revealed this time. So if you're trying to crucify his character on the internet, on the radio, or wherever you're doing it, you are failing today. There's no cross for Christ today. So thank all of you who are in the chat room. Thank all of you, so many of you who called in. Thank you, Brother Poverty. Thank you, Brother Tony. Thank you, Brother DJ Black Caesar, for working overtime. Brother Jamil, you know I love you much. Thank you so much for joining us and rejoining us, Brother Maurice. We didn't get to hear much from you, Brother. I'm sorry, but we'll have a chance to do it again. Thank you. And Brother Minister James, thank you so much. And I leave you as I came before you in our nation's greeting words of peace. As-salamu alaykum, one nation, one love. Good night, y'all.
Good night. Wa alaykum as-salam.